I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO with this story. Former Alaska Attorney General Avram Gross died May 8th at the age of 82. He had pancreatic cancer. Republican Governor Jay Hammond appointed the East Coast Democrat in 1974 to be the state's top attorney. It was a seminal time for the Alaska Permanent Fund, and Avram Gross had a key role. Avram Gross was born in 1936 and grew up in New Jersey. As a child, Gross went to the Juilliard School to study violin. Here's Gross in a 1986 KTOO television interview.
I was driven so hard at it that when I finally left high school and went to college, I stopped playing the violin for 15 years. I just stopped. I never picked it up again. I couldn't stand it. All I could think of was getting up at 5 in the morning and practicing it, having my father yelling at me that I wasn't doing it right.
He earned his law degree at the University of Michigan, his father was a Columbia lawyer, and moved to the young state of Alaska in 1961.
It was sort of the idea of taking a couple of years off and for a lark. I decided, well, why not try Alaska? I always liked to fish. And I came up here, and after 2 years, I was hooked.
His oldest daughter, Jody Gross, remembers her father in the 1960s in Juneau as
this Jewish guy from New Jersey.
She says he was sympathetic to the hippie movement, talked civil rights in his family living room with local high school kids, and caused an uproar by delivering a politically provocative high school graduation speech. By 1974, Alaska had elected Hammond governor. Republican described the blowback after he picked Gross for attorney general in this 2004 interview for 360 North.
A lot of folk cussed me out for appointing Av Gross. Oh, well, yeah, he's a brilliant attorney, but he's a Democrat. You know, long-haired, hippie-type Democrat from New York.
Hammond stuck with his pick, and Gross said he didn't have to sacrifice his principles to work with the governor.
The best advice you can give a governor, for instance, as attorney general, is the truth. If you tell the governor what the law really is, you keep him out of trouble. If you fudge the law because you think you're going to help the governor or give him some political, you know, advantage on a day-to-day basis or something, in the end, he inevitably gets into incredible trouble, and you're responsible for it.
For example, Gross recalled convincing Hammond to veto a bill the legislature passed to establish the Alaska Permanent Fund.
And Hammond had fought for the Permanent Fund all his life. He really felt strongly about it. And I called him up and told him that the bill was unconstitutional.
Creating the permanent fund meant creating a dedicated fund, which can only be done through a constitutional amendment.
I mean, he was so upset. I mean, he said to me, you know, I want to sign this bill. I so much want to sign this bill. Can't you find some way? You know, and I said to him, no, I can't find some way. It is unconstitutional. You have an obligation as a governor to veto this bill. But he did. He reluctantly, very reluctantly, vetoed the permanent fund bill.
That was 1975. Then Hammond introduced a constitutional amendment that lawmakers and the people did pass the following year to lawfully establish the permanent fund. Gross said Hammond was better for it. Gross covered a lot of other legal ground in his public career, including banning state prosecutors from plea bargaining in a policy experiment still studied decades later, defending the division of elections in a contested gubernatorial primary recount, and defending the initial permanent fund dividend program, which rewarded longer residency in Alaska with bigger dividends, but was eventually struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Gross left the Attorney General's office in 1980 and returned to private practice in Juneau. He also got back into music after his brother reintroduced him to his violin through fiddle music.
I dusted it off and I opened it up and I started to play. I loved the music, and it was sufficiently different than the classical music that I'd been raised on that I didn't hear, you know, my father over my shoulder with all the bad vibrations that caused. So I could enjoy my talent and enjoy my training so long as I was playing a different kind of music. It's given me an immense amount of joy.
He played in a band called The Grateful Dads, local festivals, and the Southeast Alaska State Fair's fiddle contest. Gross also bought a historic cannery across Chatham Strait from Mangoon. Jody Gross says he used it as a second home, family retreat, and fishing hole.
And that's where he wanted to die.
Her father was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer about 16 months ago and declined treatment.
Some of his last words were in response to something I said. He said, "No, Jody, the most important thing is to always keep your fishing rod tip up." Because that's really how he thought. He was in his element when he was fishing.
He died at the cannery on May 8th in the company of close family members. Alaska flags flew at half-staff form a few days last month. No other public memorials are planned. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.